Next, we go to Lieutenant Colonel Dan Biggie. He is a chaplain. He's joining us from Patrick Air Force Base in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Chaplain, welcome.
Thank you.
Chaplain, you were on the ground today, close to the place where people were waiting for the shuttle to come down. And you were also at the launch of the Columbia, as I understand. What do you do in a situation like this?
When we got the call today, our first concern was to go up to be with the people who were there, wondering what was going to happen, those who were concerned. It is a concern whenever somebody is lost. There is always the sadness that is involved, and we try to provide some spiritual background and some spiritual support for those people who are hurting.
How do astronauts, on a day-to-day basis, not a day like this, but on a day-to-day basis, how do they deal with the danger of their jobs, the possibility of disaster?
Actually, any one of us have to deal with certain difficulties. I end up dealing more with those who are behind the scenes, those who are working consoles, and they take it very seriously. And it is something of a great tragic loss for them in all their positions.
Astronauts or families come to you with their concerns over time?
I really have not had any astronauts. Most of them do not tend to live in this area. They come here for the launches.
I want to tell you, Chaplain, I was thinking about this morning, that since the September 11 tragedy in 2001, so many people died on that single day that it made other tragedies, other disasters, almost pale by comparison. This strikes me as an event that kind of punches through the shell, if you will, that a lot of us have constructed around themselves. This is quite a striking national event.
This is indeed a national tragedy that affects all of us. My background as a pastor is that I deal with people on a regular basis where there is a personal death. And even when it's not a national tragedy, when a member of your family dies, the feelings are pretty much the same. The difference this time is that we as a nation are grieving.
Any advice you'd like to offer to people who are trying to figure out how they want to cope with this today?
I would like to suggest that people try to work with others. I think probably the worst thing that can be done is to be a loner and to say that I can handle this all by myself. I think we need to spend some time together, grieving together. As a chaplain, I recommend that we pray, that we take advantage of the worship services that are put on so that people can gather together and find some spiritual support and use these spiritual tools to find time of strength.
Well, now you mentioned recommending that people come together. Have people actually been doing that at Patrick Air Force Base today?
All day long.
What sort of gatherings have there been?
There have been some who have been gathering there at their work centers. There are some that I saw some just in a group in the parking lot, and I talked with them. We had three chaplains who were up at the Cape going to different work centers. We had a number of other areas where people were together in groups, and we tried to have chaplains who would go and visit them as well.
And I suppose I should mention you're in the military. Many of the astronauts are in the military, and this is an organization that certainly does prepare for moments like this.
We are always trying to prepare. We are a family. I was talking with one of the individuals up there this morning who has no blood relations with any of the astronauts, but it certainly felt like family to him.
Chaplain Biggie, thanks very much for taking the time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Don Biggie assigns chaplains to squadrons at Patrick Air Force Base in Cocoa Beach, Florida.